Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
We are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on tonight?
Chris, I want to recognize Titans running back Derrick Henry tonight. About a month ago, Chris, just when the season was getting underway, he got a bunch of 15 local students together, and these were kids from the Boys and Girls Club of Franklin, Tennessee down there, and he did a back-to-school shopping event with these kids. He gave every one of these kids, Chris, gift cards that were worth $125, and he actually, not only did he just give them the cards, he actually walked the aisles with them in a sporting goods store and wanted to make sure they were spending it correctly on good things that they would use, because he was a kid. He grew up in a Boys and Girls Club himself when he was growing up in Jacksonville, Florida. So he wanted to become, you know, not just the guy that gave away money, but wanted to be a shopping consultant for these kids to make sure they're spending their money correctly. So he did that. And then just a couple weeks later, Chris, he joined what they're doing now. They call them Titans Tuesdays. On their day off, Chris, the Titans players make visits. Well, Derrick Henry is also a big part of that. And just, I think it was last week, he went to a local middle school out there called Thurgood Middle School, and he talked to all the kids about good nutrition, and the NFL partners with the Titans in this Fuel Up to Play 60 program. It's all about school wellness, Chris, and dietary things and how to eat low-fat, fat-free, things like that. Combating childhood obesity, things like that. But so he went there and spent his day off there. So and kudos to, again, to the rest of the Titan players, because they do this every Tuesday. But Derrick Henry will be the first to tell you he's just one of a part of many that's doing good things. But tonight we want to bring up his actions. He's a hero to us.
Indeed he is. That's a great story, Bob. Thanks for bringing that one to the show tonight. I'm going to put my spotlight on Washington Redskins long snapper Nick Sundberg in a program that he and his wife started called Loads of Love. It's a program where they partner with inner city schools and appliance companies to install washers and dryers in local schools. And they encourage the kids to bring their laundry to school, and volunteers wash and dry all of the clothes while the kids are, you know, off taking, you know, their subjects and, you know, attending school, attending class. Sundberg's wife, Floor, had been reading about a school district in Missouri and another one in California where they were doing this. And absenteeism in those schools drastically dropped. Why? Well, because, you know, they're removing a barrier for them to attend school, because, you know, some of these kids didn't have clean clothes. They didn't have things to wear. They might have been embarrassed about, you know, what their clothes look like. So now they bring the clothes to school. They get washed. Now they attend class, so attendance goes up. You know, Nick was looking for a way for them to make a difference in the community beyond just, you know, volunteering at charity events, and he does a lot of that. So he contacted the Redskins Charity Relations Department and passed along the idea of, you know, doing the washers and dryers, and they loved it. So they contacted some appliance companies and, boom, started the program. Sundberg put in $25,000 of his own money, sort of seed money, to get it going. They installed washers and dryers in three schools and two local youth shelters as well. He advertised the program during the My Cleats, My Cause reward, or My Cause week last season, put that right there on his cleats. He solicited money for his, you know, from his teammates and from fans, and the money that they raised started a grant program so that more college or more local schools could apply and get washers and dryers into their locations. They worked it all through the Redskins Foundation. And Sundberg, you know, was the Redskins, you know, nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Bob, I know something that you talk about very frequently about here on this segment on our Spotlight on the Positive, looking at who the guys are for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Well, Sundberg was the Redskins nominee last year for, you know, not only doing this program, but like I say, the many hours that he spends volunteering at many other charitable events that the Redskins either host or become a part of. So kudos to he and his wife for turning a story they read in the newspaper into a wonderful program helping inner city school kids get clean clothes and then attend school more often. So I thought that was a pretty good story, Bob.
Terrific, Chris. And it's just, think about it, how such a unique way. It shows you how many ways there are to help that these guys come up with. And again, our favorite segment. And again, I know you want to, there's no other better way to end the show than that. No matter what we've talked about, no matter what the new week brings, we always end on that note, and keeps us going, brother.
Yes, it does. All right, it's time for Bob and I to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Lynn Kane, Tony Collins, Bo Bach, Jeff Perlman, and Chris Hammond for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, it's so much fun getting to spend my Thursday nights with you doing this show.
We had a lot of fun, Chris. That was an all-star lineup tonight, and I'm sure we'll have another one next week. What do you say?
Yes, we will. So next week, scheduled to join us are, first of all, our good friend Randy McMichael. He'll be here to give us his thoughts on the Georgia Bulldogs, Atlanta Falcons, and his former teams, the Rams and the Dolphins. Former Saints and 49ers defensive back and TNT Hall of Famer Toy Cook will be back with us. We're working on getting former Steelers offensive lineman Craig Wolfley back on the show. Hopefully we get to have Wolf here. Plus, former Bengals linebacker Larry Stevens will make his TNT debut. And, of course, former Patriots running back Tony Collins will be with us to go through our five-star picks of the week. So already excited about next week. Folks, how can you follow us on social media? Well, first, on Facebook, give us a like. Go to our Thursday Night Tailgate page. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own pages there on Facebook as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean, so you can stream or download any of our archive episodes for free. And our thanks to Podbean. They've been so very, very good to us. And you can see us featured on the Podbean app right there in their NFL fan segment. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. And the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Thanks, Chris. Enjoy the weekend, my friend. And we also want to thank our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, thanks everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you fans the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.